Dr. and Senator Rand Paul. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
I like to have you, man. We were just talking about you. Your ears may have been burning because
I could hear every word of it.
We were just talking about questions. If given the opportunity to ask a United States senator at this point in history, and I want to know, and if you don't want to say, I mean, it's pretty personal, but I want to know what your dad says about all this stuff.
Well, you know, my dad and I talk pretty frequently, and not always about politics, but we do talk about politics. And, you know, I think sometimes he's discouraged about what happens in government, but he's always optimistic about the country because, you know, we have such a great history, and the freedom of our country has allowed us to have such great prosperity. So I think long-term he's optimistic about the country. He's always concerned that the government's too involved in our lives, and I tend to side with him on that.
Here's a piece that says, turning the power of big insurance on its head with the power of the group, and that is attributed to you. What is that about?
You know, this is a big idea, and I think an idea that really, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, people ought to be able to support. It's the idea of consumers coming together into a group to have negotiating power, and it's basically the idea of Walmart. Why does Walmart have cheap goods? Because they buy a gazillion of them. They have the power of bulk purchasing. So the problem in the insurance market basically is this. If you work for Toyota, it works pretty well. If your wife or your spouse gets sick and you work for Toyota, they don't fire you, your rates don't go up, and even the company somewhat is able to absorb that because it's a big group in your insurance. But if you're a farmer and it's you and your wife and your kids on your insurance and your wife gets sick or you get sick or get cancer, your rates could go through the roof, or your insurance company simply drops you or quits insuring you. So it's a terrible place to be. What I've wanted to do is let everybody in the individual market join a group. And the way it would work is, for example, the National Restaurant Association, they include a lot of the McDonald's, Burger King's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all of these restaurants. There's about 2 million of them. They have 14 million workers. These are our working class folks, that a lot of them don't have insurance. 28 million people still don't have insurance. What if a McDonald's worker could get insurance with the purchasing power of 16 million people in the National Restaurant Association?
Mm-hmm.
My guess is we can drive the prices down for drugs and drive the prices down for insurance. And guess who's my biggest opponent on this?
Who is?
Big insurance. Big pharma and big insurance hate the idea because we might be able to change the equation of negotiation.
Wow. Now, you and Senator Harris have sort of a bipartisan bail reform bill. Can you explain that a bit?
You know, about 2 years ago, there was a story in the New Yorker about a kid named Khalif Browder. He was accused of stealing a backpack. His bail was $3,000. Well, his family couldn't raise it. He never got out. The guy who accused him was in the country illegally, never showed up. They never could get a trial date. He spent 3 years in Rikers Island, 2 years in solitary confinement, was beaten, bugged, you name it, in prison, tried to commit suicide in prison, finally got out, and then ultimately did commit suicide. And really, the beginning of the problem was the $3,000 bail. He was just a poor kid, and there was no way he was ever coming up with $3,000. And it was a fairly minor crime. No one was hurt, and we're not sure whether he did the crime or not, because the guy that accused him of the crime wasn't even in the country legally. So I don't know. I think justice needs to be fair. And I think what happens is, if you have money and you live in the Lexington area and your kid's arrested for marijuana or something, if you have a good lawyer, you're probably going to do fine and he'll get, drug court or something like that. It won't be too bad. But if you're a poor kid and you live in a poor neighborhood and have no lawyer and the bail's set too high, you may well spend some good time in jail for minor infractions. And so I think justice ought to be fair no matter what your economic level is. And this is something that brings right and left together. Kamala Harris is a progressive senator from California. I'm a pretty darn conservative senator from Kentucky. But I think together it's something that maybe we could get something done in Washington in a bipartisan way.
You know, the thing that probably worries me more, keeps me up at night even more than the health care thing, is the opioid addiction problem that's all over this country. In fact, we're in the process of putting together a multi-part series on that, where we're going to try to get everybody from the medical end to the people who've lost their children and all that, and everybody in between. Is there a solution to this problem? It seems like a snowball that just keeps getting bigger and bigger as it goes down the hill.
You know, it is. It's enormous. More people are dying from overdoses than are dying from car wrecks. And you know how much precautions we put into trying to prevent car wrecks. But, you know, we have more people dying from heroin overdoses in Kentucky than car wrecks. And that's a devastating problem. We do need to study it scientifically, though, and figure out what works. And I have voted for some federal money, and I don't vote for much federal money, but I have voted for some for this to try to figure it out. I've also advocated for some of these step-down clinics. If you're on heroin, some people can quit cold turkey, and that's great, but it can be also very, very painful, and some people just won't go through that pain, but they will do a step-down thing through either methadone or Suboxone, which is a pill that replaces the high in order to step you off of it. So I think there are a lot of different things we can try. Ultimately, if you look at all addiction, the thing that works the best actually doesn't cost any governmental money. It's Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. Mm. But the key to that approach, or Teen Challenge or Isaiah House or any of these things that do work, the key to it is that people have to make a decision. And this is true, and this is the hard part about addiction. Until the person is ready to make a decision, you can't really help them. You try, and they keep failing.
Yep.
They have to make a decision. They want help.
You're exactly right. Amen, brother. U.S. Senator Rand Paul, thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Jack.